crack of dawn, we was on our way. Out across the plain, there was barely a wagon trace to follow. We went ahead, one foot after the other, heads down, bundled against the cold. Sky full of winter. Wind in the grass, the only thing to hear. Mile after mile. One day, and then the next. Nothing but the prairie. It was like we was in a room as big as the whole world. Any day was just like the day before, and just like the next. Half dozing in the saddle, I didn't feel me and Tumbleweed was going towards anything, but instead was going away. Only thing in front of me was the wagon train. Away on the edge of the prairie, I could just make out six riders against the sky until they turned one by one and went down below the horizon. Oto, said Aaron Stevens. It was time. I pulled the horse to a halt at the side of the road. First snow was already down. I sat there for a spell and watched the wagons and the escorts go off in the cold distance, powder dusting up behind. Two riders was approaching. Figured I'd throw in with them and commence to retrace my steps, get back down on the river, and see if I couldn't find the skipper and the mate. Maybe I'd get to see New Orleans after all. Huckleberry Finn would not have had a problem getting back to the Mississippi River, whether or not he found the skipper and the mate. The busy steamboat traffic always had a berth for another deckhand. But like all the rivermen, including Sam Clemens himself, Huck would have been there at the end of an era, barely more than 2 years after Huck parted company with Jim and Aaron Stevens, and Captain Brown, the coming of the Civil War, put an end to life as it had been on the Mississippi. In 1859, before he was hanged, Huckleberry's captain made a prophecy. I, John Brown, am now quite certain that the crimes of this guilty land will never be purged away but with blood. I had, as I now think vainly, flattered myself that without very much bloodshed, it might be done. In the 4 years and 1 month from Fort Sumter to Appomattox, the Civil War killed 620,000 men in battlefield deaths alone. And John Brown's prophecy is still not fulfilled. In 1861, Huckleberry Finn would have been 17 or 18 years old. Would he have soldiered? In which army? Some questions remain. The end. From Death Row.